Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Bartender, a champagne, I have a coupon. Our topic tonight is your choice, Trump SOS or Clinton Obama SOS. I was watching C-SPAN and they were doing a documentary on the exodus of Cuban freedom seekers during the Mariel boat lift in the 80s. I never saw this footage, and I remember how the communist media here portrayed those Cuban freedom seekers as all criminals released from Cuban prisons by Castro the drug lord. Michael Moore, Danny Glover, Sean Phnom Penh should all have to live there with Obama bin Laden on a Cuban pension. Let them rotate back and forth to Venezuela, where money replaces toilet paper. I hear people complaining about Cubans who touch American soil get instant citizenship. That's not right. You know, when the Clintons raided Miami for Fidel Castro and kidnapped Delian Gonzalez, the communists in this country, led by Geraldo Rivera, said if those Cubans were Haitians, they wouldn't get the same treatment. So you got to know by now, race card is a communist playbook card. Anytime somebody throws the race card at you, they're coming at you from the Kremlin. That's a communist tactic. So I hear people complaining that when they touch American soil. How quick we forget that we betrayed them and left them to die at the Bay of Kennedys. As a consolation prize, we gave them citizenship if they could escape Castro. And JFK promised them the Cuban flag would soon fly over Havana. It still flies over a minor league baseball stadium in Miami. Americans do not always keep their word. If you don't believe me, ask the Hungarians in 1952. Not all Cuban refugees get asylum. Before I go any further, I just want to pay a tribute to Cassius Clay. I liked him when he was Cassius Clay, and he did a good job. And he was. And when he first started, I couldn't stand his arrogance. But you know what? He backed up everything he said. And therefore, he had the admiration of the American people. Getting out of the draft, that's a different story. Then we had a president who got out of the draft. Which is the greater sinner. But you should also know that Muhammad Ali was a friend of Ronald Reagan. And there are pictures now coming to light that show Ali and Reagan faking boxing at the White House. And a Republican who I do not like, but it turns out he was a friend of Muhammad Ali, is Orrin Hatch from Utah. And they got pictures of, as a matter of fact, Orrin Hatch was asked by Muhammad Ali's wife, Lonnie, to speak at Muhammad Ali's funeral. So that'll be interesting. And Jimmy from Brooklyn seems to recall that that when Muhammad Ali said he endorsed Reagan because he's going to keep religion in the schools, that the black leaders at the time started to say there's something wrong with Ali, he got too many hits in the head. But we couldn't find any documentation to verify that, so that's only hearsay. But the pictures of Reagan and Hatch with Muhammad Ali are for real. So, going back, not all Cuban refugees get asylum. Just ask Ilian Gonzalez, who the Clintons sold out on Easter week to Castro for future favors. And, of course, their henchman, Heinrich Schumer, just sold out the 911 victims to Saudi Arabia, and he sold out Ilian Gonzalez for the Clintons. He was the mouthpiece for their dirty work. I often say Chuck Heinrich Schumer held Ilian in the air and lied, saying, look, his feet did not touch American soil. And Schumer also under orders from the D.C. Kremlin tortured a brilliant Latino judge named Estrada. When you hear these communists telling you that they are the only ones that care about Latinos, my friends, that's cagada de toro. They don't care about you. They do not care. You're only to be used. And the blacks are only to be used. But you're not going to believe that until it's too late. Take a look at the party platform. The Democrat Party platform at the last convention kicked God out. They have no God. They never say Viva Cristo Rey. They have no God. They have no country. They have no flag. Maybe the Mexican one when they send the thugs over to the Trump rallies. What, do we get invaded by Mexico? Is the Mexican government attacking us on American soil? And a little tip for the Trumpeteers at the rallies. When you leave, form a Roman cohort and put the strongest on the outside and protect the helpless and the weak on the inside. And that's how you leave. And in San Jose, the cops did not do their job. The cops pulled a Ferguson. And the mayor of San Jose, they call him El Pimpo because he's just a Democrat shill and a Democrat sellout. Now look at the party platform, the one that kicked God out of the Democrat Party. You can Google that. That's a fact. You can Google it. You can go to YouTube and you can see the count. Three times, like Christ fell three times. Peter denied Christ three times. Three times they had a roll call to kick God out, and all three times they said he's got to go. But on the third roll call, they couldn't have that. They couldn't have that because they would lose too many Christians. So they said, God can stay. And the people that were louder saying get rid of him said, no, no, no. But the fix was in. That whole rigged thing is a fix. And a message to the Bernie Sanders fans. Many of you are really altruistic and that you're supporting a guy you think is going to do the best for the country. And you're to be commended for that. But when you find out that the fix is in and Bernie can't win because he's been prevented from winning by the Democrats, you have to turn to Trump. Because what they're doing to Bernie, the rhinos are doing to Trump. And Trump will do more for you than Hillary Clinton. So, Schumer, under orders from the D.C. Kremlin, tortured a brilliant Latino judge. His name was Estrada. He was in line for a Supreme Court appointment. He had a speech impediment. So Chuck Schumer, the rat, he relished hitting Estrada with the second question while Estrada was addressing the first. There's only two white people on that platform, folks. Do not listen to Democrats when they tell you they're pro-Latino. There's no Latino up on that platform. And there's no black up there either. We had 17 candidates. We had a mosaic, to steal a word from the communists. We had Greeks. We had Latinos. We had African-Americans. A great guy. Who can say anything bad about Ben Carson? It's unbelievable. We had a good cross-section of Americana. And all the Democrats had were two white people on Social Security and bribes. Now, Bernie doesn't do good on bribes. He always comes up short. But Hillary, she does good. She makes the big bucks. She's the cattle queen of futures. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. 250,000 for a speech. My father-in-law used to say, Tom, why is it a guy spends $10 million to get a job that pays $170,000? Why is it, folks? Because he's going to make more than $10 million. And that insider trading, that's going on every day at the expense of the American people. Insider trading is against the law. If you're a Wall Street firm and you do insider trading, you're going away and they're going to take all your goods. But the House and the Senate can do it any day of the week. And that's against the law. But they made a law that said they could do it. And then when the people screamed about it, they said, okay, we'll rescind the law. And then when nobody was looking a month later, they reinstated the law. They're crooks. They're all crooks. And you're not going to solve that problem. You only get to vote once every 4 or 6 years. You got to have a golden rule. One term per termite. So Judge Estrada had a speech impediment. And Schumer relished hitting him with the second question while the judge was trying to explain his answer on the first. And it got to the point that the judge got so frustrated, he said to Schumer, forget about it. And that's it. And Schumer had a big poop-eating grin on his face. Unbelievable. Back to the boat lift people. In order to escape Cuba, men had to plead guilty to being gay. And innocent women had to lie and say they were prostitutes. A remark that startled me, a gentleman said he was brainwashed, and all Cuban people are brainwashed to the point of self-brainwashing. And we're doing that right now. That's a communist tactic. And we have it here. It's called political correctness. And the first thing the refugees did upon landing was say mass. Pornowood gives us drug anti-Cuban movies like Scarface, and Obama bails out his communist allies like Castro. And he's now giving a nukes to Iran. He's leveling the playing field against the United States. Did we elect him to do that? Did we elect him to do that? I just saw a nice song here. I'll play it for you.
I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one if you must cling.
The super PACs are going to destroy Sanders. And the RINOs are going to upset the victory of Trump, but they're not going to succeed. I'm looking at a picture of Mitch McConnell, and standing behind him are three RINO rats, Cornhead from Texas, one guy whose name I don't know, but he's always standing next to Mitch McConnell, and John Thune, who I send money to out in the Dakotas. I think he's from South Dakota. And I voted for him because he was an Air Force pilot. But he's just a go-along-to-get-along flunky. It really breaks my heart because I really had high hopes for him. He took Tom Daschle's place, and he was better. Even today, he's better than Tom Daschle. Tom Daschle's a flag burner and a baby killer. Something you got to know. You can go to YouTube, and you can search Flag Burners of Record, Abu Tam. Flag Burners of Record, Abu Tam. And it starts off with the Star Spangled Banner, and it lists every politician who was in office 40 days before 9/11 and voted to burn the flag. And Mitch McConnell, that's why I call him Mitch McConnell, was one of eight Republicans who joined 40 Democamos and voted to burn the flag. And the excuse they gave was it was freedom of speech. Freedom of speech. You know how many flag-draped coffins have come off of planes to go into the ground in this country? You don't know about the 2,400 from Afghanistan, because clever Obama, what he done was he told the press, and do not name anybody that dies in Afghanistan. And the press said, yes, Mazza. And they don't. They don't list anybody who died except the SEALs and the CH-47 chopper that were killed in an ambush. And, of course, we'll never know how many people were forced to sign NCNDs in Benghazi under the punishment of going to jail if they revealed what really took place there. But four guys died. Two guys died trying to save 30, and they saved the 30. But when they called for a backup, Hillary Clinton hung up the phone, and Obama was doing roofies somewhere. You don't see any of the Situation Room scenes for Benghazi, do you? What does that tell you? You're being lied to and taxed to death. You need a Trumpo. You need El Trumpo. So Matt McConnell is attacking Trump. All these rhinos are no good, and you've got an easy solution, and it's right in the palm of your hand. It's called your vote. Your ballot is freedom's bullet, and all you got to do when you go in to start clicking off who's going and who's staying, just remember this: one term per termite. Do not let them get their asses glued to any seats. They do one term, and that's it. They're out. Sorry, I don't care how good you are. I don't care if you could save the country. Your time is up. You had 4 years or 6 years to do the job, and thank you for your service. Now get out. And let's put another guy in there. And that, you know what that's going to do? It's going to slow up the payoff trail. You know the favorite word of the Democrats and the rhinos. They like to use a Hollywood Academy Award words, like the envelope, please. And now, in appreciation for the gospel-singing African-Americans who are going to vote for Trump, I treat them to a church.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church where I can praise his name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church where I can praise his name. I've got to get to the altar to leave my burden there. I need a church where I can praise his name. I need a hand clapping.
Come on, hands.
Church, where I can praise his name. Oh. Hands clapping, foot stomping.
A church.
Church, where I can praise his name. I gotta get to the altar to leave my burden there. I need a church where I can praise his name.
I need a church that don't mind praising the Lord. In a church, we all on one accord, but we dance and shout away from morning until day. Yes,
I need a church where I can praise his name.
Oh, I need a church where the word of the Lord is. We all come together. Oh, how we gonna give? Sing, shout, praise all around.
okay. That's a kind of a long gospel song. But you're not going to tell me that gospel singers are going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Some of those gospel singers are coal miners. You show me a coal miner that's voting for Hillary Clinton. Yeah, unbelievable. I'm going to play you a short Nation Once Again. And that's what's going to happen when Trump comes to office. We're going to have a nation once again.
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient freemen of Greece and Rome who bravely stood, 300 men and freemen. And then I prayed I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and shine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head through foreign field and fain. Its angel voice sang round my bed, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland.
That applies to us, too. I changed that island to our land. And that's what we got to become, a nation once again. Those who divide us will destroy us. That is their plan. Their plan is to balkanize the United States. The Irish had that problem. And what happened was the British did what's called a tactic called gerrymandering, where they put people in certain geographic areas and kept the country divided. And they're still divided. They're still six counties short. And that's a tactic. And Obama is doing that very same tactic. The only trouble is he's a slave runner. He's a coyote. He's bringing in helpless children without their parents, and he's smuggling them into this country. And these children are not all ending up free to a good home. These children are ending up in chicken coops working, and they're also in sin parlors, and they have no documentation, no paperwork. You can kill them tomorrow and nobody will miss them. So Obama's a slaver. Yeah. And beware of people who pretend to be self-righteous. And I got to tell you something. Right wingers. There's no such thing as a right winger. That's a communist buzzword. Left wing. There's no such thing as a left winger. A left winger is a communist. A right winger is mainstream American. Don't let anybody label you with the term right winger. mainstream American. And I'm disappointed in conservatives like the Weekly Standard and the National Review, because to me, they are not conservatives. They are rhinos. And El Trumpo needs everybody's support. If you want your job tomorrow, you better vote for El Trumpo, because the handwriting's on the wall. The month of May, and they can only hire 38,000 Americans in the whole country of 310 million. What, are you kidding me? And they're telling you it's only 5%? What a joke. Do you know what that tells you? The month of May, they don't want any summer help. They don't need them. That's it. And robots are coming, folks. Robots are coming. You better get a skill. You better get a good skill. You better get something that has a future. Everybody's running to the medical profession for a future. You gotta go out at least 20, 25 years. And I got to tell you, there are senior citizens that are still working. I'm one of them. Yeah. And so is the missus. Yeah, we didn't make the 65. 65 and stop working. I told her, when I go, just put all the bills in the coffin. But at least I got a chance. I got an opportunity in this country. If the Democrats don't tax you to death and leave you with nothing. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Trump is the answer. Trump is our only way out and up. Do you know what the population of Russia is? I was surprised. What do you think it is? The population of Russia. You know our population. We're 310 million Americans, and that doesn't count all the ones that Obama's hiding. The population of Russia is 149 million. That's not too big, is it? But the bears got everybody scared. The bears got everybody scared. The bear even has the Chinese scared. And they're 1.2 billion. You think about that. You know what the population of Israel is? 8 million. You know what the Jewish population in the United States is? 2 million. Poor Israel, man. They're out there and Obama sold them out. He made Netanyahu take out the garbage. Could you leave by the back door? My Muslim brothers are coming in the front. And they're offended by you. Yeah, he made him go out the back door. He had to go past the garbage. And everybody goes, I'm voting for him anyway. But they won't vote for Trump. Because Trump says bad things. Yeah, you ever see Trump attack the press? I love it. I love it. Because the press sucks. The press is... They all go to the same communist school, and they all have the same communist philosophy. You know what the population of Kuwait is? 3.3 million, and they're one of the richest countries in the world. Do you know they have future generation funds? And you know what? They're a very small country. Look at the size of our country. We have assets yet to find. USA, 320 million. Saudi Arabia, 28 million. Iran, 77 million. Lebanon, poor bloodied Lebanon, 4.4 million. Did you ever see this girl, Bridget Gabriel? She is of Lebanese descent. She's Christian. And she spent her youth in a cave. And used to crawl out at night to pick daisies so they'd have something to eat. And she said the happiest day of her life was she looked up and she saw a soldier standing over her, and he was Israeli. And that's how she got to Israel. And from Israel, she got a job, And from that job, she came to the United States, which she loves more than some of the Americans who knocked this country forever. A tribute to the Vietnam vets, you were the most betrayed military outfit in the history of the country. You were betrayed by the party that sent you to Nam. You were spit on by people who didn't have the guts to go and fight for their country and use the pretense of peace to hide their cowardice. Nobody was betrayed more than you. Nobody. And the 22 guys tonight that are going to take their lives, don't do it. Don't give the communists the satisfaction of watching a good man self-destruct. You owe it to us who love you to stay alive and build a new life. Do not check out. We need you. There are kids who need you. There are kids from divorced families who suffer PTSD. They need to talk to somebody. And you need to talk to God, because God knows you better than anybody.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I'll dry them all. I'm on your side when times get rough.
Our topic tonight began with your choice, Trump, Save Our Ship, that's SOS, or Clinton Obama, Same Old Chit, SOC. Yeah, Trump is cash in hand, and Clinton Obama is a bad check. And when you go to redeem it, they'll say, okay, we can't give you cash. We'll give you a chit. They pulled that out in California at the governor's mansion when Arnold, that is not mine baby, was governor. And a Mexican immigrant, legal, mowed the lawn, and he went in to get paid. He said, I finished the lawn, I want to get paid. And they said, oh, we have no money. We're going to give you this piece of paper. So what is this piece of paper? I said, this is a chit. And you can redeem it later when we have money. He says, I don't want this chit. You keep this chit. You eat this chit. I want cash. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. Okay. So we want Trump. Trump is money in the hand. Anyway, here's some population figures, because you'll hear communists tell you we should be more like Sweden. Sweden has the best health care. Sweden has the greatest pension plan. Sweden has everything. Right now they're being overrun by Muslims. And the women are not faring too well. And the men are not too strong. They're not the Vikings of days of yore. They're going to have to be. They're going to have to go into Viking training. But anyway, so what's the population of Sweden? Sweden that has the best socialist welfare system. 9 million. There's only 9 million Swedes. We're 320 million. That's a big difference. Finland is 5 million. Norway is 5 million. Ireland is 4.7 million. The Philippines is a big number, 98 million. China can't wait to conquer that. And you don't think we're going to come and help them like the Greatest Generation did? We sell everybody out. Do you know that what was Formosa's Taiwan's name before it was Taiwan? It was Formosa. And Kennedy and Nixon had a debate on defending against Red China two offshore islands called Quemoy and Matsu. You never hear anybody talking about that anymore. They're gone. They're not going to defend Quemoy and Matsu. As a matter of fact, the Democrats have got an escape clause. If China attacks Taiwan, the Democrats are going to tell you, we never agreed to protect Taiwan. We only agreed to protect Formosa. So we're off the hook. I mentioned the Hungarians in 52. The Hungarians rose up against communist Russia. And we egged them on. We told them, we're going to come and help you. And you can probably go to YouTube and pick up the last Hungarian broadcast before they were crushed by the Russians. And everybody that's praising the Russians for killing the anti-Bashar al-Assad Syrians, and that's what they're doing. They're in there doing a hatchet job for Bashar al-Assad. Just remember this, when they come to liberate you, and when they liberated Germany, they raped 2 million German women. They pulled faucets out of the wall, thinking if they took them home and pushed them in the wall, they'd get water. They nailed German women to barn doors. You should go and get some old library books and read about what the communists have erased from traces of history. France is 66 million. England is 64 million. Germany is 81 million. Poland is 38 million. Spain, this is amazing, Spain, 47 million. The country of Spain conquered the world. And if you don't believe me, all you got to do is listen to Press 2 for Spanish. With them, they brought their language, and it's all over the world. So is Portuguese. Portugal's only got 10 million. And they exploited Brazil. That's almost half of South America. And the Brazilians all speak Portuguese. As a young man, I was on leave from Fort Hood, Texas. I was in a bar in Mexico talking to a young lady. And she was a little hysterical. She was crying about the plight of her country. And she was saying, the Spaniards, they came here. They took all the gold. They took all the esmeraldos. I said, what language do you speak? I speak Spanish. Come on, man. You got to give them credit for something. So where are we here? I told you the Philippines. Taiwan is only 23 million. When China comes from Taiwan, they're in trouble. Nam, surprisingly, a large population, 89 million. You know, I did abortion stats by country. I was surprised to learn that the number one country for abortions was Vietnam. I couldn't believe it. I don't know if it's the same. Thailand, I did it a couple of years ago. Thailand, 67 million. Burma, 53 million. Malaysia, 29 million. The country is Singapore, 5 million. Cambodia, 15 million. Pol Pot killed 2 million Cambodians. And the communists here said nothing. Laos is 6 million. Ukraine, 44 million. Belarus, 9 million. Kazakhstan, 15 million. So, we'll give you another tune. And this one we're going to dedicate to all the Latinos who served this country in battle and have been doing so since the Alamo. And nobody ever gives them credit. Let me see where we're going here. And do you know the most popular Latino name who has died in the war on terror? 14 of them. I think it's Garcia. This is a tribute to our Latino brothers and sisters. The women are beautiful. The men, they need a little work.
Above all wonders,
I gave Trump the title El Trumpo because his enemies, both in the Republican Party and the party of Parte de la Muerte, the party of death, that's what I call the Democrats. They are, they got no God, they got no country, they got no flag, and they got no kids. It is definitely Parte de la Muerte. Oh, well, that's not right. Yeah, that's not right. Oh, man. Anyway, so they all come after Trump. If you notice that, I mean, this guy, he's like Samson and the lion. They try to cut his hair. It's unbelievable. And there's a couple of things that he should do that would help him in the polls, okay? They call him anti-Latino. He's probably got more people on the payroll than Hillary Clinton that are Latino than Hillary Clinton steps on in a day. Yeah. You think that her and Nancy Pelosi are pro-Latino? Oh, here comes immigration, Juan. You have to go now. Here's your $2 for the day. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. Trump is putting Latinos on the payroll. And he also selects them for beauty contests. You know what I mean? So, what could Trump do to get more of the Latino vote? He's got to get testimonials from the people that work for him. You know that the communists are infiltrating all his work places to find one dissident. We found a dissident today. Oh, put it right next to the diaper we found with a poop in it from when he was 2 years old. We'll have that expose on Friday. We'll let Chris Matthews break that. Or Joe, what is it? Joe Scarborough unfair? Yeah. NBC is nothing but communist, folks. If you're watching NBC, you're being brainwashed. Brainwashed. CNN is just as bad. NBC is nothing but communist. CNN is communist news network. ABC is always be communist. And CBS is the communist broadcasting system. Yeah. Okay. What can Trump do? He can get, he's got to show his relationship, his good relationship with Latinos. He's got to bring out the gospel choir to open one of his campaign speeches. He's got to get a gospel choir out there. All the gospel singers love him. All the gospel churches love him. They do. They don't play the communist role led by Al Sharpton, not so Sharpton, and Jesse James Jackson. And the NAACP, which used to be for black people, now it's for communist people. It is sad. It is sad. I could tell you stories, but I don't want to distract from what I'm going to tell you. Okay. Trump has to do a three-day telethon and raise money for a private VA hospital that is superior to everything that the VA has and is destroying on a daily basis. Today they announced the VA is going to authorize sex change operations. You have no idea how many tax dollars go to sex change operations. We have a friend that's a nurse in a California prison. They're getting hormone shots and sex change operations. So you take a guy out of a male cage, and the next day he's a woman. Do you put him back in with the males, or you put him back in with women? We're going to need three bathrooms in this country to show our manhood. It's unreal, man. It is really sad. Trump has got to do a three-day telethon, raise money, and he won't have to spend a penny. The money will pour in for him, and big money will pour in for a good cause, and as long as they get their name on a plaque. You know how that works, right? Okay. What else can Trump do? What else can he do? I said the telethon, build a VA hospital. Aha! You know, all of these ambassadorships, they're all bought and paid for. If the reigning power, one term per termite, the reigning power in Washington happens to be the Democrats, they get to sell all of the ambassadorships to big donors. So if you want to be the ambassador to Swaziland, you put up a nice champagne contribution, you got the job. Trump should appoint as ambassadors to every country in the world a vet in a wheelchair, and let every country in the world know the price we pay to stay alive and free. So that's another thing El Trumpo can do. And we'll leave it at that. We'll close with a tune. My time is up. Let's see if I can find something. We'll go out with a rock and roll tune called Blue Moon.
Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong,
blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, dong.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever hold.
bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, boom. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, boom.
We're closing. We're remembering the 343 New York firemen who died to save. We're asking 22 vets to postpone checking out. We thank every serviceman who has served this country. That 1%, less than 1%, who are keeping you alive tonight and keeping your head on your shoulders. Thank you for all you do. We cannot pay you enough. But when Trump gets there, you might get a raise. God keep you safe.